This episode previously aired in 2020 on YouTube, but with so many requests, we had to put it on the podcast platform. To watch the full visual episode of 1,000 Words, go to youtube.com/Brian Summers or check the link in the show notes below. Before we get into this episode, I want to let you know that this is brought to you by Sums Brand. SumsBrand.com is where you can go to get original art, graphic tees, and weekly poster drops from me. And if you use the discount code SUMS, you get 10% off your entire order. There's something new there every week, so check back every week. In today's episode, I share a story about how I reconnected with a friend from high school that will become one of my best friends today, and how we shot something that we probably shouldn't have. It was kind of creepy, just to give you a hint. Ever ran up in a building that was abandoned for the sole purpose of getting the shot? I have, reluctantly. I'm usually kind of scary when it comes to these things, but if I'm with a group of people that I trust, or at least one person that I trust, I'm probably going to go with the flow. But I will be the voice of reason. A few years ago, when I was living in Maryland, I had a chance to reconnect with a high school friend named Dio Kosoko. You might know him as the Art Hype. Dio and I, both shooters, both ran track in high school, and eventually started our own podcast with James Anthony called Shooter with Shooters. But before Shooting with Shooters even started, there's an abandoned building where we grew up in Maryland, and it's actually about 20 buildings. It's a whole campus, it's a hospital to be exact, an abandoned sanitarium, some people might call it an asylum. What I can tell you is that it was a space for people to go to be quarantined. People that had tuberculosis, a terminal disease at the time, were sent to this hospital to live out their last days. So naturally, you might think this place has a haunted factor, or you might think, why is it still here? Why haven't they torn it down? It's been abandoned since I was a kid, and that's 30 plus years ago. Now, you might be asking, how did I even get there if I'm so scary? Again, I'm reconnecting with a friend. I hit him up to see what he's doing. He's like, hey, it's two photographers in town that I want to get up with. Shout out to Radley Raw and Weddings by Rat. Dio was meeting up with Radley and Rat, and we went to this abandoned space that Dio and I were both familiar with, but we never went up in this place. To make it even worse, we went during the golden hour, which sounds great, but if you know what it's like to shoot something new, you want to spend some time and capture it all. And for us, we had 20 plus buildings that we didn't know about. I only knew about five buildings that you can see from the road. But once we started walking across the field of grass and getting closer to the building, we started to realize how much space this place actually took up. It was a campus. There were a couple of small buildings that we walked in and out. There was a tall smokestack that Radley wanted to climb. We pushed on and kept going past a few sheds, and we finally got to one of the main buildings. The colors of the tile and everything in these places reminded me of public schools, public housing, or at least public schooling in like the 90s, which was probably leftover stuff from the 70s and 80s. And I think it was about three or four floors, not including the basement. But when we got to the entrance of this building, it was halfway boarded up. So again, I'm thinking, let's not go in here. Who knows what or who is in here? This is like the scary movie, but this time it's like three black guys. So none of us should be going in here if we know how these scary movies end. But we did. As we pushed into this building, we're walking up stairs with holes in them, trying to walk to the side so they don't collapse and trap us in the bottom of here. The only light inside the building at this time is coming through the hallways upstairs because the windows are broken. So we didn't even go downstairs. None of us had flashes. We just had straight cameras. And again, this is the golden hour, so we only have a little bit of time. The sky did look beautiful, but it also looked like it was going to get dangerous. So we kept going. if we ever split up, we made sure it was pairs of two. It's only four of us, so it's just two and two. I remember walking down one hallway and just seeing dust particles in the air. I didn't know if it was asbestos or what, but after a while of the CAM building, you start to see drywall or whatever the walls are made out of, plaster, crumbling and just building up in the hallway. Again, this building had been abandoned for years, so you see tags and graffiti on the wall. Of course, people being mischievous, writing 666 and Satan on the wall and stuff like that. Who knows if they're really in there doing devilish stuff, but the fact that you're in there not knowing what's going on, it's a bit creepy. I don't know what the building was used for that we were in, but we walked past bathrooms with urinals that were broken, holes in walls. So in my mind, I'm thinking about framing and shooting through these holes and getting shots of my guys getting shots. But while I'm framing up the shot, lurking in the darkness could be anything. Now, naturally, whenever it gets dark, you look for the light. That's just how you see. So naturally, you should assume your camera does the same thing. Look for the light, you'll probably get a great shot. If you get enough light, it'll expose a few things so you can boost the shadows and see what's actually in a corner a little bit and still maintain a little bit of that contrast to get that creepy shot. We finally got to the top of this building and walked out on the roof and we saw the whole campus. I never realized how large this place was. So we're on the roof and we see the sky is this nice combination of pink and purple. And again, this is awesome visually. But we also walked up two or three floors in an abandoned building that's going to get darker on our way out. And we parked on the other side of a huge field. And to make matters even creepier, we parked on a street called Elm Street. Elm Street. We had to leave. At the very least, we couldn't go to sleep. So we started to make our way down. We even had to turn on our flashlights on our phone so we wouldn't step through any random holes. For all we knew, we could have fell into the basement and ended up in I Am Legend. So we finally got out, found a shortcut across the field, and even took a pit stop to take some shots in the street. Cause it's old country looking road, two stripes down the road. It just looked like a cool shot to take. But I felt better because at least we were out of the building. I would take that street shot any day over going back in that building. It was great meeting Radley and Rat that day, and even cool linking up with Dio. I think that was one of our first real adventurous shoots of many more to come. I don't know the next time, if there ever is a next time, that I'll go back to that abandoned sanitarium, but if I did, it would be around 9 a.m. when the day's just starting and I have plenty of light. Otherwise, can't do it. Too creepy. You can listen to more episodes like this right here and on all podcast platforms, or watch the full visual episode on youtube.com/Brian Summers. And don't forget, hit that subscribe button.